Hey, strong ones. Welcome to today's episode. I am at the waterfront in Edmonds. So if you can hear the waves in the background or you hear a little bit of the wind, you know I'm the essence of nature and her holy presence. And I thought it'd be really fun today just to bring you some inspiration. And where I get a lot of inspiration from is just, you know, the music of nature. So I apologize for the background. No, I don't apologize for the background. This background is epic, so enjoy it. And today I thought about doing, continuing the fear theme. I wanted to start today off with the Fall Fitness for Forgiveness theme for October, and I'll dive more into that afterwards. But for some of you who know and been following me on social media, I kind of jumped off social media this week just because there's a lot of shifts and changes going on within my own oceanic being. And I really needed to like tune in and listen to the rhythm of my emotions and what they were telling me and where they're guiding me. And I'm still taking time for that. Hence why I'm at the ocean. So it gives me insight and guidance of where I need to go. So I hope that gives you inspiration to your life journey. If you need guidance, I always go to nature. She always seems to, she never fails you. Anyway, that's not the topic, but I went up to Birch Bay this past week or this weekend. I just got back to Edmonds and I thought I was going to like start rewriting my book, Spark Your Youth. 21 days inspirational to give you hope and the power to believe. But instead, I just reread it. And I was like, these are words I need to hear. These are words I need to like remind myself. And there's a section in the book where I talk about fears. I was like, oh, that's so funny. With fears and like how I've been talking about it on the podcast, it's like, I think I should read this to you and finish off this like little section of fear that kind of like impromptu to come on their show. And so I'm going to read a little bit out of the book. The book is available on Amazon. I think it's like $10. It's 21 days. So you just take it day by day approach. I call it a fitspirational. So kind of like a devotional, but not. It's all about how to train your hopes and your dreams to believe. And this is day 9, and I just call it fear. So this is how I start this aspect of this section of the book. What is holding you back? You have the dreams of the life you live, you feel you deserve. Let me start over. My eyes get excited and they skip. What is holding you back? You have the dreams of the life you feel you deserve. It's exciting, isn't it? Imagine how it would feel to live your wildest dreams. These dreams don't have to be big to be wild. They can simply be a life without chronic pain, having a family, or pursuing the art you want to create. You can pursue any dream. It doesn't have to be big or have a spotlight at the end of it for your dream to be important. If you have a dream, a calling, it is important to live it out. So what is holding you back? Fear. What are you fearful of? Fear of what your parents will think of you? Fear of financial responsibilities? Fear of the journey the dream is calling you towards? Fear of not being enough for your dreams? Play into these emotions. They are real. Wrestle with them if you need to. Fight out your fears and answer your calling. If we never take the time to face our fears and understand why they exist, the fear itself will paralyze us from progressing towards the life of our dreams. It'll allow us to escape the risks, the sacrifice, the hardship of chasing dreams. Instead of facing our dreams, they will become a false companion, wrapping us in a security blanket of comfort, never giving us a chance to run after what each of us deserve, a life full of passion, desires, and dreams. Take the rest of the day to think about our fears and start your dreams a fighting chance. And start giving your dreams a fighting chance. When we face our fears, we start to see that it may not be fear itself. It may be that we think, it may be that we fear what is beyond our belief. Marianne Williams says it perfectly. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And that is the end of that little section in the book. So if you want to read more about it, the following day I talk about how to conquer your fears, which is very key, and how that ties into how to cultivate hope and live out your dreams. So again, that's on Amazon. I believe it's like $10. It's the lowest price I can put it at. So that book has really helped me continue my dreams as an athlete, my dreams within my career as a coach, my dreams as an entrepreneur. So if you are at a place where you feel like it is hopeless, you feel stuck, or you just don't know where to turn, or you're going through a big heartache, you experience death, a divorce, you're living a life and you're waking up every morning wondering if this life is really worthy of living, I encourage you to go get the book. Writing it, and some of the clients who have read it have told me that there's such a fluidity with the book of simple steps to allow you to simply believe into yourself. Part of that, again, is facing our fears and leaning into our fears and what our fears have to say to us and learn from that. So that's what I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed the background noise of the waves. If you've heard the wind through this time, I hope it gives you whispers of wisdom on your journey. And next week, I will be back onto or starting at the theme Fitness for Forgiveness throughout the month of October. Each guest on the show will be talking about this concept of forgiveness and the mind-body connection when we practice this, and how this also correlates and to our fitness component as well. That's what I have for you guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And if you liked this type of episode where I do it outside for the solo episodes, let me know. I had fun with it. And I hope you did too. Other than that, peace and out. Love you guys. And I will be back next week with an amazing guest.